Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 940 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week, and I'm here today with a question from Miha. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Miha.
Hi, Pat. My name is Miha Matlievsky, and a month or so ago, I started this project called FailuresAnonymous.com. Having dealt with a lot of failures myself, some massive failures, I know how healing it can be to put all those thoughts that are going and racing through your mind out there, to put them in writing. It's a start of a healing process. Even if you do it anonymously, getting maybe some advice and support from other people can mean so much when dealing with failure. That's why I started the project, and I reached out to a few friends of mine. They posted a few first stories, but now I want to expand the community, and I don't really have a big advertising budget. I would like to do it as free as possible, and the difficulty I have is how to reach communities. I reached out to a few influencers, but the first thing they ask you is, what is the reach of your website? And because the reach is really low at the moment, it's really hard for me to get some people to share their failures and do an interview with them. So if you have any good ideas, on how to approach the whole thing, what to do, if it can be low budget or even free, that would help me a lot. So I'm looking forward to your answer. I hope I get picked, for one of your next episodes. Pat, keep up the good work. I really enjoy listening to your podcast. So take care, and I'll hope you'll be able to take a minute or so of your time and check out my website. Maybe even you can contribute some of your fail stories. That would be really, really awesome. Take care, and bye-bye.
Hey, Miha, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate your support. And congratulations on what seems like an amazing project. I understand that in the very beginning, it can be very difficult because you don't have that audience yet. And so it's hard to get access to influencers. Although I will say along those lines, before I give you some other strategies, you might want to be a little bit more strategic with who you select and how you feature them. So, for example, I use this tactic a lot when I share with other people how to get influencers on their podcasts. And that's select people who are coming out with books soon. Select people who have seemed to say yes to a number of different other podcasts, or maybe they're coming out with a product. In most cases, those kinds of people are going to be more likely to say yes. And also just realize that if people say no, you know that. I mean, you know this is just not a no right now. So just keep those people in contact. You can approach those people who said no right now later and say, hey, you know what? When I first contacted you, I only had this much. But look at the growth now. Look at where we're at now. And they're going to be more likely to say yes. Plus, if you get some of those bigger names on there up front, especially people who are authors, you're able to then, for example, name drop and say, oh, well, you know, we've done interviews with so-and-so and these two people here, and you fit the same qualification. I'd love to interview you and have you be alongside them as well. So those are some strategies to get people to say yes to come on your show or to do an interview. Also, another thing is you might be able to benefit by not doing an interview per se, but just having them answer a single question, something that takes literally like less than a minute to do or type in a reply for. And you can compile those answers into what's called a roundup post. This is how I launched foodtrucker.com back in 2013. I reached out to a number of food truck owners asking a single question, and that was, what's one thing you wish you knew before you started a food truck? And, you know, we had 50 responses come back. Now, I will say that was out of 250 people that I reached out to. So you're going to have to do your work. You're going to have to hustle, of course. But still, a 20% conversion rate with that is not bad. And I will say that about 80% of the 50 came as a result of a follow-up for people who didn't answer back initially. So again, you're just going to have to hustle and keep going out there if you really know this is something that's important to you. Now, you know, getting access to influencers isn't the only way to grow your community. I think another great way to do it is through the through potentially interviewing or featuring forum owners or group owners. So if you go to Facebook, for example, and type in different keywords related to the topic that you're discussing, you can really easily, by clicking on the members button, figure out who the admins are, because literally that's another button, admins. And you can reach out to those people and you can say, hey, my name is Miha. I'm featuring amazing community owners who deal with fear in their communities, and I'd love to feature you on the show or interview you and ask you a couple questions for the blog. And what's really cool about that is they're going to be A, more likely to say yes, but B, also they're going to be likely to share that with their audience afterwards. A lot of times the sort of A-list, quote, A-list influencers, they're not going to be even thinking about sharing it. I mean, that's not why they're doing it. But the C level, don't be afraid to ask those people too, but also forum owners. LinkedIn is a great place to go as well. So yeah, the other thing that you could do is seriously just put your content on other people's sites. So yes, maybe you don't have a large audience yet, but you have this amazing content or you've done this amazing research that very much complements another influencer's work. Well, you can come on and write a guest post or come on and be a guest on another person's podcast instead of being the publisher, be the person that other people are publishing about. So that's another way to go about it too. So just a few ideas there. And I would definitely make sure that as you build your community, you know, the biggest thing with community is communication. That's why communication and community sound very similar. Make sure you are communicating with your community, especially in the beginning, where it's going to be a lot easier for you to have those conversations. And that way they'll get to know you and why you're doing what you're doing, and you'll be able to really understand and empathize with those who are following you and why and who else you might be able to reach out to. And plus, a lot of them are going to have references for who else you can speak to. And if you have a connection in some way to somebody who should be interviewed, for example, it's going to be much easier than just sort of cold asking them up front. So hopefully that helps, Miha. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Lolly Deskai. Where we fall are the stepping stones for our journey. All right, take care. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.